Embracing the art of summer since 1977, Sydney Festival is a citywide celebration of culture, creativity and the questioning mind. From the streets to the beach, in stately theatres and in secret basements, it animates locations across Greater Sydney with a trailblazing free and ticketed program of theatre, music, dance, visual art and all the experimental in-between places of live performance. Sydney Festival showcases our nation's diverse storytellers to the world whilst drawing the world's finest artists to Sydney. Now, following a 6.5-year stint as Artistic Director and CEO at the prestigious London International Festival of Theatre, Chris Nelson is the new Festival Director for 2026.
Hey.
And joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
When last we spoke, you were launching the program for this.
That's right.
Very exciting times.
It's so gratifying, you know, to finally have... I mean, we spent the whole year working on this year's program. It's our 50th anniversary, and I can't tell you how gratifying it is to finally have it in the eyes and hands of audiences.
Mm.
Tickets are going quick, and it's just really great to feel the buzz and hear what Sydney's excited about and learn what they're ready to discover, because there's a lot of new artists new to the city in this year's program.
There is so much going on. Thankfully, the website has an option there to plan your festival, where you can go through everything that's happening and work out how you can see as much stuff as you can. There's themes for the festival.
That's right. So kind of, I mean, grouped around five main themes. The first might be that, you know, I think a festival is about engaging with the times that we're in, celebrating artists as kind of heroes, the lighthouse keepers, the fools and tricksters that are going to show us the way or maybe mislead us down interesting paths.
Mm-hmm.
And then also that a festival is about celebrating a city. So, and giving you new memories for locations in the city that you might pass by every day. So we've got five major themes for this year's festival. The first might be our common ground. There's a lot of work in this year's festival, from dance to theater to all kinds of interesting live experiences that's about ceremony. So from Joel Bray, he's a Wiradjuri artist based in Narm, but going to bring to Sydney a contemporary corroboree, which,
ooh,
if you imagine on the northern broadwalk of the Opera House, that's that kind of sticky outy bit that goes into the that goes into the water. You're going to arrive there with your friends, with your mates. You're going to make new mates, and you will get to participate in a contemporary corroboree, which is like a ceremony meets rave. It's a chance for you to dance alongside these incredible artists in a really beautiful locale. I mean, imagine getting to dance on the Opera House. Opera House behind you, the ocean, the harbor in front. It's going to be pretty special. There's three funerals in the festival. There's a wedding dress, a massive, big, epic international piece from France about the making of the Princess of England's wedding dress and
wow,
what that's like backstage in the studios and ateliers. It's pretty special. And then we end the festival with this massive vigil led by Nardi Simpson, the incredible singer. She's going to create a choir. We've already had 500 people sign up to join this participatory choir.
Wow.
Which will be pretty special. And that's on the 25th at Barangaroo Reserve. That's just one. There's four more, and
yeah,
I'll zip through them.
You can't have the choir on the sticky outy bit because you can't fit 500 people on the sticky outy bit.
I'm going to get that architectural term by the end of this, I swear. So we've got the world in our city. I mean, Sydney, look around you. Sydney is such an international city. And this year you can encounter the Egyptian Revolution as Khaled Abdallah weaves an anti-memoir. This is an amazing artist. He's from the UK. You'll notice him and recognize him from film and TV.
Yeah.
But he tells his story alongside the story of of the Arab region. So, you know, there's this beautiful moment where he's flipping through photos of him as a kid on Santa's knee in a Halloween costume, and then there's images of the Persian Gulf and the Gulf War, because he was nine when that war was happening. So leading from there all the way to him being involved in the Arab Spring in Tahrir Square in Cairo, this is a sensitive, empathetic, really beautifully wrought story about how you can't be where you're from, or you can't be who you are without also telling the story of where you're from. It's pretty sensational. That'll be at the Roslyn Packer for you theater fans. We've got some amazing international music artists, from Mongolian jazz artist Enji, who will be at the ACO, to Punjabi sensation Raf Sapira, coming all the way from South London, right here to the City Recital Hall. And cult favorite Nuria and DJ Habibeats will get you moving with an all-night dance show, DJ decks blazing.
Oh, I know the two SER family are excited about that one, Chris.
That'll be pretty special. We're in a, making a festival in 2026 is a wild time.
And, I imagine.
All kinds of conditions are really different. So in a time of transformation and complexity, we've got a group of artists who are asking the big questions about who holds power in the world and how stories are told. And a lot of them are doing it with a sense of play. So if you love big visuals and you love big personalities, you got to check out, in opening weekend, Unmi An's Post-Orientalist Express. She is the doyen and diva of Korean contemporary dance. She has an energy on stage that's like Grace Jones. She's created 90 costumes for an ensemble of 12 people, and she's imagining this pan-Asian futurist world that is kind of post-stereotype, post-orientalism, and it is just outrageous. It feels like it's kaleidoscopic. It feels like a boost of adrenaline, and she has this incredible cameo. I mean, this is a person who's as comfortable in a downtown underground club as she has been collaborating with the dance greats like Pina Bausch, or choreographing. You know, she choreographed the opening ceremonies when Korea held the World Cup. So,
oh, wow.
If you want to trace back some of the influential artists that have made the K-pop boom now possible, you got to see her. You also got to see Dan Daw, South Australian artist who has explored all kinds of things from Crip kink to disability rights and power. He's got a gorgeous new show called Exy, which is him and an ensemble of other artists like him, which is just a big explosion of ferocious moves. It will be really wonderful. That's at Sydney Opera House. Now, we're turning the city into a stage. We're going to open the festival with a huge free show. It's a dance piece.
Cool.
So the city will become our stage. Following along a ute with a DJ on decks behind it is a dancer who's going to do their kind of final big death scene. The audience will chase them down. It's a chance for you to get down onto Hickson Road and into our main precinct at Walsh Bay and follow the action along as it sweeps across the street, and we're going to wrap it up with a kick on celebrating Latinx music.
Whoa.
And then finally, because this year's festival is our 50th, Sydney Festival has a lot of greatest hits, and I got to say, as coming to this city and loving the city so instantly and knowing this festival as long as I have, there's something about this festival. We could have done a best of. We could have done everyone's got their favorite Sydney Festival moment. We could have just recreated a bunch. Instead, we're going to celebrate how generations have made this festival over time. A whole lineup of intergenerational acts. So you'll get to see 80-something-year-old R&B sensation Kankawa Nagara. She'll be at the ACO. You'll get to see a 13-year-old Noongar sensation Inkabi. He'll be in a rap duo with Mari Advertencia, who's a First Nations Oaxacan artist. She's coming here for the first time. And then, we got a roller derby rink where a mother-daughter duo are going to turn the town hall into a roller derby rink. Yeah. So it'll be pretty special. Lots of different ways to hear about different generations and kind of play it for yourselves. And then we've got, a music artist that is probably the best live electronic music show you could ever have, and that's Hot Chip. So that's something for all the generations. So if a baby boomer or a Gen Z or Gen Alpha invites you to Hot Chip, snap the tickets off their hands, because this is going to be a banger at the Opera House.
And the Sydney Festival, it's great for date night. It's got stuff for the kids. It's indoors, it's outdoors. Discover new music. Feel good. Immerse yourself in the Sydney Festival for 2026. Sydneyfestival.org.au for tickets. Thank you so much, Chris, for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast. We'll have to keep this dialogue going in the lead-up to everything that's happening.
It's been so great. We'll see you at the festival this Jan.
Chris Nelson from the Sydney Festival. Now some Hot Chip for you. Oh, they'll be playing this one. It's Flutes. 2SER Breakfast.